There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
DMB, he's back. They let him through security. He's in Turtle Island, we used to call it here, the land of America, the land of liberty. We're much more free now that TMB is back on our shores. Ty, my friend, how are you feeling after, what, 47 days of travel? What has it been?
It feels like it, RSV. It's good to be back in touch here from the United States. We're actually in Detroit Airport waiting for a connection down to Nashville. And I get to see my beautiful wife and four lovely kiddos within the next 3 hours, so I can't wait.
Well, I know they miss you big time, but they also know, as do we, the sacrifice you're making to get some amazing interviews with amazing healers and people who have been healed to continue the quest for the cure is the European or international edition that'll be coming.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. We, we started out, I can't remember when it was, but we went from London to Latvia and then to Netherlands. The last few days in Netherlands and Germany were pretty crazy. We actually started out, this is going to be a 31-hour day for us, because we started out the day in Cologne, Germany, and they're 7 hours ahead of our time zone, and we flew back. So literally we're going to have a 31-hour day today. We started in Cologne. We were trying to get up to Amsterdam to interview Dr. Hans Muhlenberg, who is, as Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez says, knows more about cancer than anyone in Europe. Unfortunately, about the time we got to Dusseldorf, they stopped the train and said that they were going to have to delay it for an hour and a half. I have no idea why, but we missed the interview with him. But we're going to get it. We're still going to get the interview. We're just going to have one of my friends that's in Netherlands ask him the questions and send us the video file. So we will get the interview, but just not in person. And then we flew across the pond and back home.
Right. But according to Matthias Rath, who you also interviewed with Alexandra Nidzwicki, who I've interviewed both of them over the years, fantastic folks, they probably are a little maybe suspicious of that train stoppage, knowing it was you and what you were there to do.
You know, I really enjoyed getting a chance to interview Dr. Rath and Dr. Nidzwicki, because at first he didn't want to interview. But then I think he did some research on what we're doing, and then he contacted me back and said he would love to do an interview. So, he's had some hit pieces done on him. And so he was leery, but then, throughout the interview, he really embraces what we're doing. He said a couple of times during the interview that he really is grateful for the truth about cancer and us getting the word out there. And so we really formed a bond while we interviewed, and he shared some things about the roots of the origins of chemotherapy. And as a matter of fact, he just met this weekend with some survivors from Auschwitz. And so I asked him about the chemotherapy and the roots of chemotherapy being in the wars and the prison camps. And so he went into detail and was really passionate about it, looked straight into the camera. He stopped the conversation with me and looked right into the camera and shared some stuff that just will blow your socks off.
Now, he is intense, and I remember it took me a while to convince him or through his people to come on the show, because he's very suspicious of all media based on the attacks he's received throughout the world because of his stance. And of course, his linking aspects of what we might call New World Order attempts to stifle freedom here in America and around the world. And, of course, the real reason for these wars, which has nothing to do with freedom in most cases.
Yep, Absolutely not. And, you know, one of the interesting things that since the last time that we have spoken was in Riga, Latvia. We went there last Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And yeah. Riga, Latvia is amazing, Robert. I don't know if you've ever been there. But
no,
I've not. It's almost like you take a time capsule back 50 or 60 years or maybe even further. The medieval structures are still preserved. Very, very clean. Downtown area, very polite, quiet people, very healthy mm-hmm. people. Their food there is not it's not non-GMO, it's not organic, it's just food. They don't have GMOs, and no one uses pesticides. They just serve food the way it should be. And one of the interesting things I found about the visit there to Riga is there during the 4 days that we were there, I saw uh-huh. two fat men and two fat women, and all four of them were from out of the country. There's not a fat person in the country. I'm not exaggerating. Wow. I'm not exaggerating. I did not see one person. And then it didn't take me 5 seconds till we stepped foot in Detroit Airport here till I saw, you know, a dozen obese people. And it's because of the right. food.
Well, I was on the plane going up to Chicago last week, and I don't know if I said this on the air, maybe briefly, but I was sitting next to someone who was obese. A woman that sat next to me, one seat removed. There wasn't anybody in between us. And, you know, you don't know their stories. I didn't, just a polite hello. There wasn't any discussion. But halfway through the trip, she pulls out a bag of Twizzlers. You know those things, those Twizzlers?
Yeah.
Food coloring. They look like licorice, but there's probably nothing real in them. And she proceeds to pull out, a few of the sticks and peels them apart and starts eating them. And by the time 15 minutes were up, she had eaten the whole bag. And I think there was no real food in her diet to get that fat. And it was just a disappointing thing. But, again, that's the way different from what you saw in Latvia. Was that where you ate in the dungeon of that?
That is. They took us. The last day that we were there, the people that were there, our hosts at the International Virotherapy Center, were so hospitable. They took care of all of our meals, took us to some fantastic restaurants. And the last night that we were there, we went to a medieval dungeon that's still preserved. It was a 13th century dungeon, and it's been made into a restaurant. And they only serve foods there that they ate in the 13th century. So no tomatoes, no potatoes. They serve barley. They serve fish, pork, duck, turkey, deer. And then the vegetables that they had at the time, which they had garlic on every plate. They had kale and just the medieval vegetables. It was fantastic. It was really a neat place to eat.
Wow. I was looking at that and saying that would be an interesting experience to go back in time to say only foods that were available at that time are we going to eat. And how do you feel like, if you were eating a diet of that kind of food, you would do long term?
I think you do great because you're getting a lot of the phytonutrients that you need from the kale, from the parsley. Mm-hmm. They had parsley, kale, basil. They had garlic on everything. And so you're getting really all the phytonutrients that you need in those. It's just they're different than what we typically eat today. I would miss my tomatoes, as they say in London. But
yes.
You don't necessarily have to have them. I think you're getting all the nutrition you need. But it's just really fascinating the way that the people are eat high-density, nutrient-rich food, and it's all farm-to-table. Mm-hmm. It's all farm-to-table. Yeah. They don't have any big, massive Monsanto-type corporations there. It's all locally grown meats, fruits, vegetables, and they're grown within 30, 40 miles of Riga, and they're transported, and you get all fresh.
Fantastic. Well, if you're just
it's enough to make you want to move there.
I'm thinking the clean food alone, but outside the box today, as we go outside the box each and every hump day, Ty Bollinger has been traveling through Europe. Last week he was in London, and he's traveled many places since then, getting interviews for the Quest for the Cures Continues, European International Edition. No Chevy Chase on this, like European vacation, right? You had no time to vacation other than a good meal.
You know what? This has been so work intensive, it's really just been kind of like a blur. We had fun, of course, just meeting the new people and getting the interviews, but it was a lot of work. I'm totally beat. I just can't wait to get home and hug Charlene and kiss the kids tonight. It's going to be good to be home for a few days.
Yeah, if they're still awake when you get home, they're going to tackle you. If not, they'll tackle you in the morning and you'll be asleep, but you'll be so happy.
Oh, no, they're going to be there. Charlene and the kids are coming to pick me up at the Nashville airport at 11:30 tonight, so everybody's coming.
Beautiful. Oh, I can't. I'd love to see that reunion. I'll give you a big hug, too. In fact, we were a bit sentimental tonight in the show notes. We pulled the picture of you and I at the Atlanta Braves Stadium from a couple of years ago when we got in under funny circumstances. But it was like I was feeling like a road trip with you.
I have only four words to say about that, Robert. Medical condition, blood sugar.
You're in. Come on in. Watch the game. Hey, let's see. So the overview, if you can. I know there's so many interviews and you can't remember all the details, but a sense of, you know, we've got two sessions down, if you will, of the, you know, the truth about cancer, right? You go international here. You know, people are saying, could there be more to learn? Could there be more stories to tell? What's your thought coming through this now?
Oh, yeah, there's an incredible amount of additional information that we're getting. And it's not just the additional information, it's in you know, global locations, so it has that international feel that we want. And it also is filmed in a way that is totally different than what we did last year. So a lot of action-type interviews, outdoor-type interviews. We were in Germany last night, and the doctor gave us a tour of his German new medicine clinic and showed us all of his machines, his hyperbaric oxygen chamber and the ozone and the far infrared sauna. And we just walked through for 20 minutes, and he showed us his clinic. So stuff that you didn't see in the first one, you're going to see in these, because it's just going to have really more of an application type feel. So you're going to actually see what these machines look like, learn how to use them, and it's just kind of a step above what we did last year.
Oh man, this is very exciting, absolutely exciting. I'm so thrilled again that you're back on soil here, and we're going to be getting together in a little less than a month, or about a month from now, June 24th through 27th, sometime in that arena. In Nashville for the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapists. And we've got the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Yeah, that's going to be great. You'll be up there with Nancy and the kiddos. And then also, as I learned when we were down in Florida, Paul's coming up. And then so are Michael and Amanda Haley, right? So Paul and then the Stockton Aloe 1 group.
Yes, we'll have our good Aloe with us. We'll have the good Silver with us. Dr. Frank King will be with us, so it's going to be a really amazing event. Even if you're not a colon hydrotherapist, I think you can benefit by joining us in Nashville at the IACT convention. Again, click on the links at robertscottbell.com. We're not always together, but when we are, it's extraordinary, and it's a great team of healers that are going to be there in Nashville coming up next month. So, TMB, I'm so impressed that you are completely conscious, that I can tell. You're speaking very clearly, better than I was at Autism One after I'd done my 20th interview in one day. And we've got a lot more healing to do. Are you going to be able to make it?
I'm going to make it. I'm definitely going to make it.
All right, TMB, hang out. We got a commercial break here. Everybody go to the website, of course, cancertruth.net as well. Our book, Together, Unlock the Power to Heal. We actually have a comment about it a little later in the show. And after this, we'll be back with more of the quest for the cures continues and a cannabis update.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, TMB, RSC together again outside the box. And, yeah, I see the message on Facebook, Ty. I don't know if you see it. From your wife and kids, we will be at the airport to attack him.
Alive.
lots of hugs and kisses are coming your way, Ty.
Excellent.
It's going to be great reunion. Yeah,
that's one of the reasons I have so much energy now is I'm anticipating being able to see Charlene and Brianna Bryson, Tabitha, and Charity soon. So it's kind of carrying me through here.
Excellent. Well, I can feel the energy buzzing, and it's a wonderful thing. Speaking of buzzing, you were just in Amsterdam, and that means it is time for a cannabis update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Well, not only in Amsterdam, but the U.S., there are things you can or can't do, or according to the government. One of the things the government has stifled development of new understanding of cannabis over the many years by calling it a Schedule I worthless, dangerous substance. But this 3-year-old girl would beg to differ, and her mother. She had 100 seizures a day, epilepsy seizures a day. They've fallen by 90% since she's been given cannabis, medical cannabis. Her daily seizures dropped by a factor of 90%. Pretty extraordinary. Ty, how was the, let's say, the openness? Because Amsterdam is one of those places where I think it's sort of always been legal, or did you just look the other way?
No, well, you know, I don't know what the history of the legalization there is, but I know that now it's legal. You know, it's kind of bizarre that you can. We went into a coffee shop that was right by our hotel room, and literally half of the menu is coffee and the other half is different strains of hemp that you can buy. So it's obviously it's open and legal there, but you know, you don't see a bunch of drug addicts on the streets. You don't see a lot of crime there. So it's not a pretty city like Riga though. We went right after Riga, Latvia, and Amsterdam's hustle bustle like London and kind of dirty. But, you know, you don't see what you hear here that if you legalize marijuana, then you're going to see just violent crime everywhere because it's a gateway drug and everybody's going to be doing heroin and everything after that. It just doesn't happen there. But one of the interesting things about it, though, is I was telling you off the air, is that you can buy all the weed you want, all the hemp, but you can't buy hemp oil that's high in THC. You have to make it yourself. So even there, they're suppressing the medicine.
Right, right. So it's ironic, in Amsterdam, it's all about the recreational use, I believe, at these coffee houses. What we're obviously promoting is more the use of it as a medicine, as a healing tool. And there's another story here, Ty, off of Cannabis Now. There's a new video that actually shows how THC is killing cancer cells, inducing apoptosis. It's a visual medium now that you actually watch it weaken the cancer cells in real time.
Wow. Is it on Facebook, or is it viral right now? Is it going around? I haven't seen it.
We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and it takes you to cannabisnowmagazine.com, and they actually have the images that they photograph, but also you can actually watch the video of how this THC is actually being administered and the microscopic view of the cancer cells once they're interacting with the THC. And it's so incredible because it's not harmful to the healthy cells. It's only showing devastation, if you will, to the cancer cells.
Yeah, it's great. It's great medicine. That's what we look for in natural treatments, is the selective toxicity. And that was one of the things that was so fascinating for me about the interviews that we did in Riga, Latvia, was that it was at the International Virotherapy Center there, and they have discovered that there's an echovirus that they call Rigvir. That's short for Riga virus, right? Rigvir, Riga virus. It was discovered 30 years ago by a professor, Eileen Mutsunitsa, and she discovered that this particular echovirus is present in the intestines of healthy children and that it selectively targets cancer cells. And I was able to interview several of the professors over there and scientists and doctors, and also many patients that were told they were terminal and began to use this Rigvir viral therapy and are alive to tell the story. It's really amazing. One of the men was in a very warlike tribe of Chechnya, and you could tell he was like a warrior because he had scars on his face across his nose where he had been apparently in some fights, and very, very tough man. But he was given a death sentence with cancer, and he used this Rigvir, and I asked him, how did this make you feel, getting your life back? You have your little five-year-old boy you have a boy that was born because of the fact that you used this virus, and the guy almost started crying on camera.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, man. The next round of the Quest for the Cures continues. The international edition is going to be extraordinary, Ty. We'll talk more about it. Also, another virus story coming up. You mean viruses aren't evil and mean and nasty and dangerous? Well, maybe they're not. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. And, of course, food fight. Is it a crime? We'll see when we come back. It's Outside the Box Wednesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. The toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think I'm more tired for Ty Bollinger than he is actually tired. I'm doing the show sitting down tonight, Ty, in honor of you and what you've been doing.
Well, you know what? I'm actually walking through the Detroit airport as I'm speaking just to try to keep the energy going, walking back and forth here.
Well, you're doing incredibly well as far as I can tell. The stories that are coming out there, I just, like I said, I'm excited to see all the interviews and help bring out the information that's so empowering to folks around planet Earth. that they no longer have to live in fear of the big C. And in fact, what we should be rightfully fearful of is the governments and the medical industrial complex that would try to kill us with treatments that don't actually cure, but of course, as you know, devastate and often kill.
Yeah, well, true. And, you know, I was telling you a story off the air about in Latvia, in Riga, Latvia, there was a Russian lady. Oh, and by the way, the oncologist in Latvia, guess what they're now called? They're now officially called chemotherapists.
Really? That's interesting.
That's what they're called. And the people in Latvia, we went to the National Oncological Center there in Riga to interview a couple of the doctors that are coming outside the box and are realizing, you know, they're using these other treatments that are working and not the chemotherapy. But the residents of Riga, Latvia refer to that oncological center as Buchenwald. And we know what Buchenwald was. It was a concentration camp. That's what they call it. They call the oncological center Buchenwald.
That is absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, but again, truth and labeling, I support that. I think they need to be called what they are.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, the story I was telling you is there was a Russian lady that I interviewed this last weekend, and she was I think St. Petersburg, and was given like 2 weeks to live. She'd undergone many, many rounds of chemotherapy, which continually got her sicker and sicker and sicker. Finally, her family said, "This is not working. She's almost dead." They literally, physically, they took her out of the hospital on a stretcher in St. Petersburg, Russia, drove her to Latvia to this viral therapy center. They began to give her Rigvir, this viral therapy. Within a month, she was standing. And within 5 years now, 5 years later, she's completely cancer-free. She goes back to her oncologist to tell him about her story. He got angry that she had not taken the chemotherapy and said that, or that she had not done any more rounds of chemotherapy, and said that the reason she was well was not from the Rigvir treatment, but it was because it was a delayed reaction from his chemotherapy treatments.
Right.
So,
of course,
the oncologists are the same in any country.
Suddenly the chemo was time delayed, on a timer, right? Like, we didn't know. Oh, yeah, well, this is what we say. It reminds me of what was the Flanagan character that was played on Saturday Night Live? Yeah, that's the ticket. Just make it up as you go.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
I remember that. Oh, we were talking about viruses earlier. There's a story here up on, I don't know, Value Walk. I don't know what this is, but it says indestructible virus can help fight human disease. And I'm thinking, wait, every time they say virus, they say it's going to kill you, it's going to wipe out the planet, you need a vaccine for a virus to stop it. But in this case, they're saying this virus is so indestructible that they want to inject it with DNA to give you information for some good reason, at least that they're claiming it. And they find this virus inhabiting the body of Sulfolobus Icelandicus, or Icelandicus, it's like an island somewhere, that it inhabits boiling acidic hot springs near volcanoes. And the virus actually survives by forcing its DNA into a structural state known as an A-form, which goes to the heart of kind of what you said. The environment dictates what can survive there. And if it changes due to the environment for survival's sake, of course, it's unique to that environment, and they want to take advantage of it and probably do some nasty things to you with it.
Yeah, it's all about as my good friend RSB says, the milieu, isn't it?
The milieu, yes, Inspector Clouseau.
She said, with the milieu. But yeah, it is. It's all about the environment. As a matter of fact, that's what I was telling you. I was fortunate enough to speak in Amsterdam. They put together a little mini conference for me to speak, and that's one of the things that I talked about was the fact that it's really what we want to do with cancer is give it an inhospitable environment to grow. And it's the same with other diseases, but I was speaking specifically about cancer. It's not that these things, nothing, I mean, I guess in the simplest form, you could say that there's really not anything that cures cancer per se. What these things do is they give your body they change the body environment to where the cancer can't grow. They make it into more stony soil instead of fertile soil like we have in Tennessee. Anything grows. They make it more rocky and stony, kind of like a concrete pavement. And then the cancer cells can't grow because you change that environment. That's really what we want to do to prevent disease.
Change the environment, alter what grows there. And in this article, those of you who want to read it, it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. They're acknowledging that these viruses are deliverers of information, genetic information. And so the whole idea of viral causation of disease, it may be very wrong. Now, that's not to say we ignore when people are ill, but again, the science, if you will, that's evolving to understand. One day we'll look back at the whole viral causation of disease and say, we really screwed that one up royally. But then again, there's a lot of arrogant men in science that have screwed a lot of things up that we're trying to correct. So here's another screw up. Vaccines to reduce your blood pressure. TMB, okay. They've tested rats. They've tested rats, and they've shown promise that if they can inject them with a vaccine that has antigens for angiotensin II, a hormone that raises your blood pressure by causing your blood vessels to constrict, if they can just create antibodies for a normal hormone in your body, you're good to go. Low blood pressure for months at a time. We don't know how long. Could there be any untoward, unanticipated, unintended consequences?
I'm almost certain that there will be. The question is, are they really unintended? Because the whole modus operandi of this industry is to give us things that create more symptoms that can be treated. So I would say that, yeah, of course, that will happen. But I would argue that they may not even be unintended. They may be intended consequences, so that they can have another drug down the road to treat some of those symptoms that they just created. I can't remember who it was over in Europe that I interviewed. I've done so many interviews the last 3 weeks that they're all running together, but they were sharing the same thing, that they had, you know, insider contacts in the drug industry and talked about how they know that these new drugs that are coming out are going to cause symptoms, and they've already got the new drugs that are being created to treat the symptoms that they're going to create with this first drug. And so it's really, you know, it's kind of second verse, same as the first on a lot of these things, but it just adds credibility to the argument, because now it's not just the United States. We've got people globally. They're all telling the same story.
Well, how about this? If you create antibodies to a normally occurring hormone, couldn't that be, let's say, redefined as an autoimmune disease? Because isn't it that now you're targeting your own hormones for destruction via vaccine-induced antibodies? I mean, this to me sounds like a Jurassic Park scenario. Again, Michael Crichton talks about these things, that man, you know, tries to monkey with nature and then creates these disasters. And I think this is a disaster waiting to happen, because they don't even question the cause of high blood pressure, as if it's caused by angiotensin II, as opposed to what triggers it. And that goes deeper into the function of the liver, the kidneys, on basic nutrition, mineral content, hygiene. Well, what am I thinking in terms of, hydration was the word I was looking for.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. If you do have the antigen that creates the antibodies that then responds and targets your own hormones, by definition, that is an autoimmune disease. So we're creating autoimmune diseases with these vaccines. I think that might be the actual cause, or the actual purpose. But again, you mentioned something that's also important there too. Not treating symptoms, but treating the cause, right? So the cause of high blood pressure is never looked at in this scenario. It's just, let's target this one hormone. But we don't even look at, why does the person have hypertension to begin with? Wouldn't it make more sense if we just got rid of the cause or mitigated that cause? But we don't do that. That's not the way that modern medicine works. It's just more symptom management and, you know, putting a Band-Aid on a symptom and then treating another symptom, because it's very lucrative that way.
Well, think about why this is happening. Pretty much all of the ACE inhibitors that they use for blood pressure are generic, out of patent. Not very profitable for Big Pharma. But where is the big growth for Big Pharma? It's in vaccines. Every vaccine they can get on the schedule in America comes with absolutely zero liability. Therefore, they can create autoimmunity and then have you as a customer for life for other treatments and drugs for the autoimmune condition to suppress your immune system. And then, of course, they will create, guess what? Cancer, for which they have their chemotherapy ready to target you if you don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you haven't read Cancer, Step Outside the Box, if you don't watch The Quest for the Cures Continues.
And that's one of the things that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny shared last year in The Quest for the Cures as well, is that not one vaccine that's currently being used has ever been tested for carcinogenicity, right? So they do not test them to see if they cause cancer. So that seems like no vaccine should ever be allowed until it's tested for carcinogenicity, but none of them are.
Yeah, so, incredible as it may seem, but this is something that, you know, what do we have a PhD in, Ty, in common sense here? Well, no, of course, that's a rare thing. And we got Bill Nye, the science guy we opened with today, talking about how important science is even referenced in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. And I agree. We like science. We love the fact that it can be promoted. I just came from my kids' science fair today where they all did scientific projects and used scientific method and hypothesized and all that, and that's awesome. That's not maybe not happening in government indoctrination centers, but the idea that government is actually promoting science, no, it's promoting religious science, and I don't mean the science of religion. I mean science as religion. Because they have basically suppressed scientific inquiry, suppressed innovation, for instance, by putting cannabis on as a Schedule One. We mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that you'll get a kick out of this, when I was speaking in Amsterdam on Monday night, I told the crowd, I said, my good friend Robert Scott Bell refers to vaccines as the sacred cow of the current church of biological mysticism. And they all cracked up. They thought that was great.
So they liked it well.
They like the Church of Biological Mysticism. Most of them spoke English. You know, it's amazing to me going overseas that most people, like when we were in Latvia, they were switching between Russian and Latvian and German and English just at will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't realize how ignorant we are over here, only speaking one language, and
how
the other parts of the world they're all multilingual.
Well, listen to some more supporters. This is a question or comment from a listener, Robert. I recently purchased your great little health book with Ty Bollinger, Unlock the Power to Heal. First saw you on the Truth About Cancer videos and fell in love with you. Oh, your approach to health. You approach to health. I'm thinking, I got more fans. Your passion and excitement is so contagious, I could listen to you talking for hours. Thank you for your dedication and fearless approach to natural health. Well, thank you to Ty Bollinger for helping us spread the word around planet Earth. TMB, my buddy.
We got a little bit more to go, huh? One more segment?
Yep. One more segment and wrapping it up as TMB is in Detroit on his way home to get hugged and kissed by his whole family. We love them dearly as well. Stick around. What's happening? Food fight! And also ecstasy for autistic adults? What is going on? Stick around. You'll find out.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, CMB, Super Don's trying to get me in trouble again. I was at Autism One. I lectured on healing the gut, recovery of the gut for anybody in the ASD spectrum, autism spectrum. And Super Don, I started it was before I knew it started, but you're trying to make silly stuff happen, aren't you? I mean, the dignity of the presentation, just taking it right down, aren't you?
Well, I don't know what you're referring to. I mean, listen, they posted the, I think they did this by mistake. They didn't mean to do this.
What?
But they accidentally included your warm-up for your presentation where you were actually doing what's called human beatbox. It's
I don't know what that is. I will deny it. Yeah.
It'll be on YouTube here in about 5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Look out. TMB, I don't know what to do. I try to warm up the crowd. I do silly stuff. It's just not very dignified. I acknowledge it, but I'll do whatever I can to open the heart for healing.
Did we scare him away?
I don't know. We might have scared Ty away. If Ty's disconnected, Daniel, let us know. I know he's got to catch a flight. I did not expect that.
I'm here. Just got to turn my mic up.
Oh, there you are.
Look. Welcome back,
Ty. Do you know how to beatbox, Ty?
I don't know how to beatbox, but what I was saying is that I'm going to get home with Charlene and we'll watch the RSB video and get a good laugh before you go to bed tonight.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I don't know how to beatbox, so you know it's going to be funny. So whatever it is. Hey, school children, I remember Animal House. Remember when, was it John Belushi yelled, food fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the crowd goes wild. Well, evidently it's become a felony in San Antonio, Texas. Back in San Antonio, you were not far from there. A number of students at San Antonio's McCollum High School were charged with inciting a riot because of a food fight. It was a riot. They were throwing food.
Man, you got to be kidding me. This is just nanny police state gone wild. That's, look, I'm not saying that kids should be throwing food, but come on, if they get in a food fight, you're going to give them a felony?
Right. No, please. Come on. Yeah, come on. Like I said, we are not inciting food fights. Common sense. But that's not in the educational or indoctrinational realm. However, in the scientific realm it is, because they're trying to give ecstasy to high-functioning autistic adults for social anxiety. So I guess that's the next step after food fight. Give them some ecstasy.
In light of all of the known side effects of ecstasy on the brain, they're going to give someone with autism ecstasy? That's absurd. I mean, there's well-documented research on the damage that ecstasy does to your brain. And they're going to give it to somebody that's already has problems with brain functionality. That's absurd.
MDMA. They're saying, well, we're giving it in smaller doses. Okay, I understand. I mean, but again, what do they do for kids with ADHD? They give them speed, basically. Methylphenidate, sort of like PCP, it's PMP. And, you know, this is considered medicine.
Yeah. Well, it's not medicine, right? Medicine is food is medicine, right?
Yeah.
Nutrition is medicine. Drugs are not medicine. And so that's where we've gone wrong with today's medical paradigm, is that we try to use drugs to make people healthy. Medicine is food, because food's what heals.
Yeah.
Drugs don't heal. Drugs can never heal. At best, they're a Band-Aid. The only thing that can really heal is food.
Right. Well, drugs are poison, maybe controlled poison, as they're acknowledging or saying in this regard. But remember that whole blood pressure discussion we had. This is low blood pressure. Here, take Viagra. Wait, side effect of Viagra. We thought it was a blood pressure medicine. It turns into something else when they repackage it and patent it and sell it for, you know, billions and billions and billions, based on now it being a recreational drug, although approved by the FDA.
Well, yeah, and that was one of the things that really blew away the audience in Amsterdam, is I showed them the statistic on the FDA's website that 100,000 people die each year from drugs that they have properly prescribed, right, that the FDA has approved and that a doctor has properly prescribed. That really blew away the audience. They cannot believe that they can get away with that.
Yeah. And, hey, back to the food fight. I guess maybe it could be considered a felony, especially if the food was genetically
GMO.
Modified. Yeah, could be assault with a deadly weapon then. Maybe they were onto something.
Absolutely, yeah, you're assaulting with a deadly weapon. That's absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, we could make a nice little meme about that, couldn't we?
That's a good idea. Don't food fight with GMO food. I mean, we don't want you to waste organic food either, but maybe if you throw it at somebody, they're ready, they catch it in their mouth. It's a trick. It's fun. Hey, TMB, God bless you. Welcome back, my friend.
Hey, it's great to be back, RC.
Yeah, thanks to everybody for being here. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here, 6 days a week. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you
without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.